Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at RSS.com.
Dude, I just watched The Hidden for the first time. And honestly, I thought I was pretty well-versed on 80s alien invasion horror, but damn, why have I never seen this before?
The crypt doors have opened. The shadows are stirring. And I'm finally back. That's right. Big D is back. I'm back for season four of Guess What? You're Wrong. After a brief hiatus, we're back and we're diving headfirst into some of the best and definitely some of the worst horror flicks that you can find. And as always, we're going to spoil the hell out of any movie we discuss. So grab your flashlights, hide your snacks, and crack a jar. It's time to get spooky.
Enjoy the show!
Now, before we get into this episode too far, I just got a little disclaimer here. First off, all audio used in this podcast is used under the protection of fair use. And as with all of my movie reviews that I do here on Guess What? You're Wrong, we spoil the hell out of everything we talk about. So you have been warned.
To another Fast Cars, Loud Music, Alien Parasite joyriding episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. The podcast where we take a look at horror movies, cult classics, and sometimes, definitely sometimes, a few fucking disasters and try and figure out what actually works. Now, today we're headed to 1987 for the sci-fi horror ride known as The Hidden. At first glance, The Hidden looks just like another 80s cop movie, right? But then an alien parasite starts jumping bodies and treating Earth like it's an all-night fucking party. So today we're taking a look at this weird sci-fi horror ride and figuring out if it still works. So as you can see, we're diving into The Hidden from 1987. Real quick, before we dive too far into that, let's get a brief synopsis. This is what the IMDb says. A cop and an FBI agent race for answers after law-abiding people suddenly become violent criminals. I guess so. We have Kyle MacLachlan as Lloyd Gallagher, Michael Nouri as Tom Beck, Claudia Christian as Brenda Lee Van Buren. Clarence Felder as Lieutenant John Masterson. And, you know, we got Catherine Cannon as Barbara Beck. You know what? Let's just dive right into the hidden from 1987. If you've never seen it, picture this. You pop it into the VCR player, expecting another cookie-cutter 80s cop. Like, you know what I'm talking about. Gruff detective screaming orders. Car chases through L.A., explosions, guys in sheep suits, and even cheaper sunglasses walking around inside like it's cool, right? Standard stuff. We've all seen it a million times in late night TV, right? This movie opens hard. Right away, we're watching grainy security cam footage of this Wells Fargo bank robbery. Some regular looking fuckstick named Jack DeVries. Quiet family man, no record, blood everywhere, alarm screaming. He grabs a cash bag, sprints out, jumps into this sweet black Ferrari 308, right? Cranks the 80s metal and peels out like the fucking devil's chasing him. Now we have LAPD in hot pursuit. Sirens blaring, cars slipping, innocents in wheelchairs getting run over. DeVries is driving like a fucking maniac, right? Smiling the whole time. Windows down, music blast. He smashes through a police blockade. Takes a ton of bullets, crashes spectacularly. The Ferrari's wrecked. It's done. He's bleeding out. Paramedics rush him to the hospital. And doctors tell Detective Tom Beck, played by Michael Norrie, this guy's not making it through the night. You're sitting there thinking, okay, solid, gritty crime thriller. Bank robber gone rogue. I'm locked in. Beck's pissed, determined to figure out why. And nobody suddenly snapped and went full on psycho. Then the twist hits. Quiet, but hard. DeVries dies in the hospital. Well, he dies. But before he dies, something crawls out of his mouth. This big, gross, slimy alien parasite thing gets out. It looks kind of like an insect of sorts, you know. But he spits it into the guy's name is Jonathan Miller, played by William Boyette. William Boyette gets up, walks out of the hospital, and crimes, they just keep going. So you think you're watching another 80s gritty cop movie. Then the villain dies, and an alien crawls out of his mouth. Wow. So, and it's at this point here that Jonathan Miller, played by William Boyette, right? Yeah. Lou Gallagher was in this? Shit, I guess he was. Ah, missed that. Ten Ed Flynn. Okay. But anyway, Jonathan, we have this scene that he's in a record store, right? And he's just taking cassette tapes. You remember cassettes from the 80s, right? He's taking cassettes and just shove them in his pockets. And the worker guy there is like, hey, what the fuck you doing? Blah, blah, blah. Well, he gets mutilated. Jonathan Miller kills him. Right? Walks out. And then this is the scene we also get. As he walks out, some girl's walking in. She's like, asshole. But we see that she's wearing this, which was typical of the 80s, this frilly white dress skirt kind of thing with a leather jacket on. So Madonna of the 80s is what it was. Oh, wow. That was something else. Right. And then we have this restaurant scene where Jonathan, because when he left the record store, he stole a boombox, a big boombox. You remember boomboxes? Gen Xers out there, come on. Boom, he steals a boombox. And the next scene we have of him is that he's in this restaurant, and we just hear a bunch of loud music. Everybody's kind of like staring around, looking in his direction. And then we go to the corner booth, and this guy's sitting here just shoveling food in his face, you know, just going to town. But he's got that boombox there, and it's blaring loud through the restaurant. And they're like, hey, can you turn that down? But while he's eating, he sees a Ferrari drive by, red Ferrari. So he kind of just walks out in the check, too. He just fucking leaves. He goes chasing after that Ferrari. Right. And now this is about the time that the movie quietly leans in and says, yeah, this ain't a cop movie. It's a sci-fi body horror mixed with a little bit of action, but it's sneaky about it. You discover the alien reveal alongside with the cops, piece by piece. No big exposition, right? No big exposition dump. Just escalating weirdness until you're like, wait, what the hell is this thing? It's brilliant misdirection. And if they wouldn't have shown you that big-ass bug thing crawling out of DeVry's mouth, you might have just fallen for it. I almost did. This movie hooks you, thinking it's one genre, then yanks the rug out and goes full fucking E.T. rampage. I'm serious. By the time you realize it's an alien parasite binging on human life, you're already too invested to turn it off. Kind of call this one, it's the spring break alien type of deal, you know? I mean, what really makes this alien stand out and why this movie still slaps is it's not your typical invader. There's no anal probes going on. There's no world dominations and no take me to your leader type of shit. This thing lands on Earth, looks around at our messy, excessive 80s culture, and basically just goes, fuck yeah, I'm trying a little bit of everything. It doesn't strategize. It doesn't try and hide. It doesn't build an army. Every new host goes right into immediate bad decisions. Steals the fastest car available. Ferraris seem to be its favorite. It blasts rock or metal so loud that the speakers probably blow out too. And then they go on a crime spree. Robs banks, shoots people, runs over pedestrians, steals guns, even hits up record stores just to grab fucking pockets full of tapes. It's not about survival or conquest, right? It's about sensation, speed, noise, and money, sex, food, and power. All of it to the max. Think about this scene. After ditching one dying host, it jumps into this business guy. And that's the guy I was just talking about, Jonathan Miller, right? Next thing, he's at a Ferrari dealership. He kills the salesman, takes a red Ferrari Mondial, and tears off. Later, he possesses a stripper. Is it possession? Or I don't know what it is. He possesses a stripper, Claudia Christian. And instead of laying it low, it dives right into the club scene, right? Now, what's her name? Claudia Christian, right? Yeah, Claudia Christian. Good looking woman. And she's in this scene here in this, this scene that they're at a strip club. She's on the stage. Beautiful woman. Nice. But he takes her over. You know, he goes into her dressing room and she's, and they don't show it, but evidently he spits the alien thing into her face. The next thing we see is outside, the cops are converging on this because they found the Ferrari. They were looking for the Ferrari. We got to get to the cops here in a second, too. But they're looking for this guy. They're looking for Jonathan Miller. They find him dead in the locker room, or the changing room. And out walks Brenda Lee Van Buren, carrying this big-ass bag and a dress that's no ass and, oh, man, beautiful. But nobody thinks anything about her, right? Because they're looking for the dead guy, Jonathan Miller. She walks out. Somebody yells at her, hey, baby, stay away from that Ferrari or whatever they fucking say. Some low-life guy comes out. Hey, baby, I thought the party was over here. And he's like, I got a car right around the corner. Let's go to my car. So she's like, yeah, okay, I need a car anyway. The next scene we see is they're in, she's riding him in the front seat of the car somehow. I don't know. They don't really get too graphic on this. But he's screaming like, oh, yeah, you know, typical sex sounds. And all of a sudden he starts screaming like, no, 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 what are you doing?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
Well, she kills him, throws his ass out the car, and steals his fucking car. Well, the thing, before she takes off, they have this scene where she sits back, and she just starts, because remember, it's the alien inside of her now. So right away, he starts feeling him, her. I guess it's a her now, but she starts feeling herself up because she's like, why not? I guess if I had tits like that, I probably would too, say the truth. But I don't know. But it's hilarious in a dark way. This alien's basically a tourist, right, from space, and he's here on an eternal spring break. No consequences of any kind. Pain doesn't register the same. The bodies are disposable, and it'll eat a huge steak, laugh, and then murder the waiter if he looks at him wrong. Or he may get into a car crash at 100 miles per hour just to feel the rush. It's not in an evil, calculated Darth Vader sense. It's hedonistic, reckless, addicted to the high of being alive, as well as being human, right? And that vibe screams late 80s. Everywhere, big hair, big cars, big cocaine energy. The scene at the Ferrari dealership. Damn. The alien, he just fits right in. This alien didn't invade Earth. It discovered Earth and immediately hit the gas. This alien makes the stakes feel personal and absurd at the same time. You're rooting against this thing because it's destroying lives. But you can't help laughing at how gleefully dumb its choices are. No master plan. Just vibes and violence, man. It's pure chaotic fun wrapped up in horror. That's it. Now, honestly, we got to talk about the Kyle MacLachlan factor here, right? We have to. Because honestly, the real reason this movie works, Kyle MacLachlan as Lloyd Gallagher, the FBI agent who just shows up early and sticks around. Without him, this movie's a fun B-flick. But with him, it's got soul and tension that keeps it from tipping into pure cheese. He's the calm in the middle of the chaos. Everyone else is dialed to 11. MacLachlan is dialed to 3. And sometimes, that can be a little bit scarier, right? Michael Norrie's Detective Beck is classic 80s cop. Gruff, he's sarcastic, he's got a short fuse, he's a family man who yells, what the hell's going on all the time? His partners are yelling, suspects are dying, and the city's falling apart. There's sweat, guns, car crashes, all kinds of high-energy chaos. Then MacLachlan walks in. Sweater vest, calm voice, very polite. He's assigned to the case, but clearly knows more, way more, than he's saying or letting on. He doesn't just yell. He doesn't yell. He doesn't panic. He just observes everything with this slight delay, like he's processing human behavior through a filter. When Beck's losing his mind, Gallagher's just standing there like, head tilted, saying, interesting, or dropping some cryptic hints about stuff, right? It's that proto-Dale Cooper energy from Twin Peaks, but before Twin Peaks existed. MacLachlan plays it so subtly off kilter, awkward pauses, weird little smiles, eyes that see too much, unless they're hands, it'd be stiff or boring. Here, it's magnetic. You sense he's not fully human, but you can't pin why until later. And when the reveal comes that he's an alien cop chasing the parasite because it killed his family back home, it makes things a little different. He's not just detached. He's grieving in a body that doesn't quite know how to grieve for the alien's loss. You know what I mean? He's the anchor. Well, the alien's bouncing around causing mayhem. Ferrari's exploding. Strip clubs turning bloody. Gallagher stays two steps ahead, calm as hell. He grounds the absurdity, makes you care about the chase beyond explosions. The contrast works perfectly. Loud, sweaty human cops versus the serene, slightly alien outsider. McLaughlin carries the emotional weight so that the action doesn't feel empty. Without that performance, it's just noise. With it, it's memorable. So we talk, let's talk about these cops, right? Let me open this IMDb back up here again so I can get, and of course, Lloyd Gallagher as the FBI agent, Tom Beck, Michael, played by Michael Nuri, and a bunch of, they really have, Tom Beck doesn't want Lloyd Gallagher to be there. He's, because he was assigned to him. He got to show him around. He's investigating something. But Lloyd Gallagher keeps coming. This is who we need to find. He has this whole storyline with, you know, they keep changing identities is what you think. You think, you know, this alien. If they wouldn't have shown that part at the beginning of the movie with the alien coming out of DeVries' mouth, we would have thought that it was just some guy changing his identity all the time. But now we know that it's been let out the bag. It's an alien that's body hopping. That's all it is. And the police in this are always trying to play catch up. But Lloyd Gallagher is always ahead of the game. You know, he shows up at the record store and he's already like, this is the guy I was looking for that you told me now. You know, he's the first one to figure out, hey, we need to be looking for, you know, Brenda Van or Lee Van Buren, the stripper, because he knew that the alien had changed bodies. He lets on very little, but it works. And honestly, with Kyle MacLachlan in this spot, it's spot on. It's awesome. It's awesome. Even, you know, when they're chasing the stripper down, they light her up, man. They're emptying magazine after magazine, just dropping mags, shooting her to hell. But she does. I mean, she's like, "Ooh, what the hell's that?" You know, the alien's kind of feeling it, but the alien doesn't stop. There's a point here where you know, there's a point where Tom Beck is getting ready to fall off of this building. And if he falls, he'll die. Lloyd saves him, pulls him back up. But Brenda Lee Van Buren is still back there like, fuck. You know, they battle, they continue to battle. She pulls out, or not she, Lloyd Gallagher pulls out this alien gun thing. I don't know. And then we get a little bit of a tense confrontation here with Lloyd and Brenda. You know, we find out that Lloyd is there to hunt this alien, to take him back. But it doesn't quite work out that way right away. You know, they battle. She falls off the top of the roof, crashes down on the floor, on the ground, is dead, but the alien's still inside of her. So while Lloyd's trying to hurry up and rush down to make sure everybody stays away from the body, a dog, not just any dog, but Lieutenant John Masterson's dog, comes over and comes face to face with Brenda Lee Van Buren. The alien goes into the dog. By the time Lloyd gets down there, the alien's gone. He's like, who touched the body? Where'd it go? Blah, 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 blah. And they just have this picture, this image of the dog turning around and looking. and growling. It's fucking, it's classic. It's awesome. But, you know, there's some body jumping. Then the dog jumps into Lieutenant John Masterson. There's a whole big thing. Ends up jumping into, who was the senator? I don't remember who the senator was. But he ends up jumping into a senator, right? Oh, I forgot to mention that Richard Brooks is in this as Sanchez. Richard Brooks, if you saw his face, you know who he is. But ends up jumping into the senator because the senator was coming to L.A. to announce his run for president. He wanted to be president. Well, he was having this big conference where everybody was there and he was talking to everybody. The alien had gone into him. So his aides are like, well, are you going to talk about this? And he's like, I want to be the president. So he's up on stage. He's getting ready to announce his presidency. Lloyd runs in with this handheld flamethrower and just burns the hell out of the senator. I don't know how he got through everything with a flamethrower, but he did. It was the 80s. Yeah, who knows? It was, I guess, less security back then. I don't know. But he lights the senator up, burns him. But he has a plan. Because as the body's burnt up, the alien has to come out. Now, his little ray gun thing that he has, we find out earlier that it doesn't work on human flesh, you know? So he has to shoot the actual alien itself, the parasite. So burns up the senator. The parasite comes out of the senator's mouth. He shoots it. It blows up. Boom. All's good. All right. What a fucking movie, I'm telling you. Look, I'm not going to pretend The Hidden is some flawless classic, right? It's dated as hell. It really is. The fashions are ridiculous. The outfits, the hair, the synth score beats that blast nonstop. The pacing, it just feels very 80s. There's long chases, the practical effects that look charmingly fake now, but back then looked pretty fucking good. Now, the runtime in this is only 97 minutes, but it moves like it's longer because it just never lets up, you know. But that's the charm, really. It doesn't apologize. It doesn't try to be deep or timeless like some A24 slow burn. It's loud. It's messy. It's impulsive. Just like the Alien. This mid-budget genre mashup, cop thriller plus sci-fi horror plus action comedy, has rough edges everywhere. But it owns them. Is it a masterpiece? Nah. Does it have heart, laughs, gore, and insane energy? Fucking absolutely. Now, if you can deal with that pure 80s chaos lane, no pretension, just gas pedal to the floor, it's a blast. Sometimes you don't need profound themes. Sometimes you just need an alien joyriding Ferraris while Kyle MacLachlan calmly chases it through the apocalypse. Movies like this don't really exist anymore. A lot of people think this is just another 80s cheese B movie. But that's not really why it works. It works because the alien is basically on an eternal spring break. Haven't seen it? Grab a beer or crack a jar, dim the lights, and take the trip back to 1987. You won't regret it. And don't forget, that's all I got for you on this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. You know, this movie is pretty fucking good. Y'all should check it out, seriously. I think you'll enjoy it. I fucking did. Check it out. I don't even give stars, nothing. I just tell you, check it out. That's it. That's all I got for this episode of Guess What? You're Wrong. Everybody out there, sweet dreams, love, peace. And if it's going to rain, baby, let it be purple. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to tell you. Guess What? You're Wrong is a part of the Moonshine Militia Podcast Network. Find us on YouTube, Facebook, all kinds of damn social medias out there. But look us up. You'll see us. Later, tater. And that's going to do it for the day. Thanks for hanging out with me and letting me bend your ear for a while. Ain't no time for bad shine. And until next time, don't forget,
You're wrong.
Later, Tater.
This concludes our broadcast day. Good night, and God bless America.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at rss.com.